Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, peoples? We back once again on another show. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blefdino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And today's call-in number is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. And if you're online, you can dial in www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. Feel me? Now, today's show, like I told you guys, I know everybody out there seen the flyers and everything. For today's show, we got a good one. We got Coolio, the underdog, C-double-lowly, the underdog. I'm trying to get it right, see what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to introduce him. We're going to bring him into the show and let him introduce you guys. I mean, let him introduce himself to all you guys out there who don't know of him. What's up with it, Coolio?
Oh, what's good, man? Trying to get it how we live, you know, pushing the C-double-O-L-I-O, the underdog, the information, you know, in the building.
It's all good. Big ups to you. You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, like we tell everybody, the show, we're not here to start any problems with anybody. When we say Put 'Em On Blast, you're just here to express your feelings and get things off your chest. And hopefully both people, if you got beef, y'all can call in and we can talk about it. And hopefully we can make peace after the discussion so don't nobody have to look over their shoulder at the end of the night. See what I'm saying? And on the flip side of that, it's free promotion to all artists, especially local artists, underground, even main. I know they got their own promotion, but if they want to come through me, it's all good. See what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get people heard, let people speak their mind, because mainstream don't play everything, and they only limit it to what they play, not mine.
Right.
See what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want. You can play whatever you want, no matter what type of music it is. You can promote whatever kind of business you want to promote. It's all good. See what I'm saying? But that's just the way we run our show, and I just had to give you a little background on that. But off top, man, you know, we're going to get right into it. Just let people know a little background on you, where you come from, you know, who you are as an artist.
Okay, yeah, I'm originally, you know, from Watts, you know, born in Los Angeles from Watts, and spent my early teen years there, you know, growing up there in the gang violence and whatnot, you know, the Crip and the Blood, and then we strengthened up to the Bay Area, to Vallejo, to the Country Club Crestside neighborhood, you know. So I'm really from L.A. to the Bay. So when you hear me say that, you know, I was one of the first ones to say it, if not the first one to, you know, rep that L.A. to the Bay real strong. So that's my little movement. And as far as in the music thing, I started with my Uncle Big D and my homeboy Kill Kill out in Watts. You know, we was doing our little music thing, little underground thing. I guess it was mixtapes before it was mixtapes, you know, because we was taking the instrumentals and, you know, putting all raps over them, you know, but it wasn't a mixtape craze going on at the time. So that's how I started. And so by the time I made it up to the Bay, I hooked up with a Studio Tone. And he put me back in the mix up there with DJ Cease, rest in peace. And that's how I got my little start going out in the Bay. And then from there, I hooked up with Mac Dre. Well, actually, me and Dre hooked up, but then I hooked Dre up with Studio Tone. And that's what launched Dre's career, because he did a little demo Too Hard for the Fucking Radio with a Studio Tone, you know, that launched, you know, so that's where all that came from. And then from there, went to Kyrie. Kyrie ended up taking it and made it a hit, you know, so that's my background as far as starting in the music business. And my first official single actually was done with Mac Dre 2 with Kyrie produced, which was California Living, you know, so that's the song that...
Dude, you've been doing your thing with Mac Dre. You know, we've been seeing you on the Fizz DVDs. Mac Dre tried to cloud, talk about, what do you say? He said, chip, chap, stack, you know, what do you say? Your lips are so chapped, it's contagious.
Oh, no, see, they don't know the whole story about that. The way Justin edited that, we was drinking, you feel me? And they smoking a little weed and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And I got the bottle, but when I got the bottle, I'm like, the bottle hella wet. You feel me? So I'm wiping it off. And I say, I know my lips be dry when I be hitting the bottle, so I make sure my lips don't got nothing on it when I be hitting the bottle. You feel me? And so I'm wiping the bottle off, and then Drake is, what, you got the tangible chap lips?
Well, for real,
you feel me? So that spiraled into A little inside joke, you know, what's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac Dre was a clown. R.I.P. to Mac Dre, man. You know, it's all good. You know, it's all love with the whole Thiz camp. Like I said, everybody got love for Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio. And what made you pick up a microphone and decide on rapping?
Well, actually, I was doing singing first, which is the crazy part about it. You know, I was in the little church choir in the second, third, and fourth grade, you know, going to church and doing my little singing and stuff, you know. So from the singing, by the time I got to the fourth grade, and I was hearing a lot of, like, Toddy T, Battle Ram, I don't know if people even know that, the Battle Ram. So I was hearing them type of songs. Curtis Blow playing basketball, that was one of my favorite songs. They playing basketball. So I wrote a basketball rap, like, for all the teams, you know, being a Laker fan. So I did a basketball rap. And my uncles was like, oh, that's kind of clean, you know. So they kind of liked that. My uncle Big D, he the one that started getting me in the, it wasn't even studios then, just in the room with a little turntable and a microphone, you know.
Yeah,
and putting me
awesome
on. So everywhere I was going, everybody was like, oh, he got it. So by the time I hit seventh grade, we was doing battle raps. And every time we was battle rapping, I was winning. So everybody was like, Coolio got it. And I was Coolio before the underdog. You feel me? I was born with the name Coolio. My first birthday cake say happy birthday Coolio on it. So, you know, it ain't no perpetrating. Ain't no the underdog. You know, that name came shortly after I got locked up because the Coolio came out with an album. You know what I mean? So I say, well, I'm going to just go as the underdog. And, you know, I had several reasons why I was going to choose the name. So I just said, I'm going to use the underdog. And I had no plans on being Coolio the underdog. It's just when I came home, actually, Mac Dre, the first person that said it on wax. I got Coolio the underdog, you know, and it kind of just stuck after that.
Yeah.
I was just coming back home as the underdog, you know, but that name just kind of stuck back to, you know, the fans, everybody, Coolio the underdog. You know, a lot of people don't even know me if I say the underdog. I just was doing some autographs, and I ran across a guy. He knew who I was, but he didn't know who I was. And so I gave him one of the little flyers and stuff, and he was like, okay, the underdog, got to check you out. Then he walked away, and then he came back and just, Coolio the underdog? You know, I'm like, yeah, yeah. okay, why you don't got Coolio the underdog on here? You know, I say, it's cool, you know, it's the underdog, so there don't be no confusion with the other Coolio, because they end up going to grab something that's his, that's not mine.
Yeah, once you give your info out real quick to everybody who want to hook up with the underdog and let everybody know where they can buy your music at.
Okay, you can get my music. I got 32 albums on iTunes, so y'all can go to iTunes.com, and, you know, if y'all got the program on your phone, the app, I mean, on your phone, you can get it from there. The latest album is The Talented Mr. Reddick. So you can get it from Amazon, from eMusic, that's online. Or if you're in the Bay Area, Rasputin, Kansas City, Seventh Heaven, Plan 9 out on the East Coast, Homer's up in Idaho, Lou's in San Diego, you know, Dimples in Sacramento area. So, you know, I try to keep up with all the spots I'm at. So y'all can get it there, or you can get it direct from cityhallrecords.com, which is my distributor. And you just click on my link, the underdog link, and you can get it there. You know, and y'all can follow me on Twitter at the underdog.
That's right. I hope all y'all out there had your pencils and all your little brain is working to get all the information. And right now, before we go into this break, man, we like to have all artists give a positive message to all the young and upcoming artists coming out in the industry. Is there a positive message that you can give to the young artists coming out that are sticking their brain, that they can hold on to, that they can, you know, jump to that extra step to say, I can keep on going?
Yeah, just never net negative. That's the first thing. Three hands. No matter how much they try to dish to you on something negative, always remember, never negative. When you wake up, say, scoot over, negative, positive coming through, and just keep doing your music, keep smashing, but make your music from the heart for what you believe in. Don't imitate nobody's style. Don't do something you think is hot at the moment to follow the trends, because that's what you're going to become, a trend, and you'll fade out. So keep doing what you're doing, and everybody who essing on their chest and want to be superheroes, super tough on the streets, you witness that you don't get nowhere off of that. It's the pen and jail and death, you feel me? So you keep following that path and thinking, oh, I got to be this super tough artist, and, you know, in order to be relevant, you don't. You just tell your life story, tell your story, and keep it positive, because you can come from a negative background, such as myself, still turn that into a positive. So that's what I try to do with all my music. I throw in some stuff that'll make you say, damn, he's going hard, but the end result is going to be a positive message. Because I start off ruthless. You know, once upon a time on the block, he used to hang, gang bang, and slang rock, check scam, credit card, fraud, can't stop, living illegal, trying to make anything pop. But it sounds like that's about to be a horror. Oh, he's going hard. But in the end, I'm really talking about getting locked up and, you know, what was the results of that? You feel me? Stay positive. Never nothing negative. Stay positive. You feel me? And be yourself original. Don't imitate nobody's style, you know, because that perpetrating, you know, that fades out. Anything counterfeit going to wear off anyway.
Yeah. That's right. And right now, before we get into the song, is there any shout outs you want to give out to anybody out in the world? Anybody, any love you want to give out?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody in Watts. You know, they love me there, man. So them W's y'all see me throwing up on them pictures, that's for Watts. I want to give a shout out to the Crest. Even though y'all know I grew up Crippin', but when y'all see me throwing up that C, that's for the Crest. You feel me? I love Watts. I love the Crest, especially the whole Bay Area. And Watts, that's the L.A. to the Bay connection. I want to give a shout-out to them. Studio Tone, Kyrie, you know, they're the ones who helped me get laced in the game. And all the fans, they're the ones keeping me relevant right now for so many years, since I was 10, 11 years old, you know. So it's the fans, even the new fans, the old fans, they all keep pushing. From people from B12, Big D, all these people is the ones who gave me, catapulted me, and walled at City Hall. So I want to give a shout out to them, all my Crest rappers, all my Watch rappers, you know, from Reek Daddy to Kill, Boss Hog, Mac Maul, rest in peace, Mac Dre, the Mac, you know. So I can go on forever. There's so many people I'm appreciative for that my list really is infinite. You know, my list is infinite of who I appreciate in my life. But my fans is number one. That's my energy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I want you to introduce this song, Mr. Riddick, as we go into this break. Let them know the background on this song. What's the concept behind it?
Oh, yeah, it's the talented Mr. Riddick. This sums up my life in 3 minutes, as quick as I can sum it up. It's just telling you, you know, how I came up in the game, and from sitting on the block writing raps to OG telling me to keep going to, you know, me and Mac Dre doing our thing. That's how I started off with I pull up in a bucket, dipping and yoking in the name of Mac Dre, nigga, sipping and smoking. You feel me? So it's just letting you know. You know, I wrote raps at 13, had groupies like Guns and Roses. 15, had dope spots with Guns and Oses. It's just letting you know my real life all the way through. And that's me singing on the hook, my little rendition to Nate Dogg, rest in peace, too. He was influencing me and being instrumental in some of the hooks I've done. You know, so rest in peace to Nate Dogg. So this, the talented Mr. Riddick, sums it up, you know, on what my life is.
That's right. And when we come back, we're gonna take a couple callers. But right now, we're gonna get into the talented Mr. Riddick.
C-double-O-L-I-O, the underdog. AKA the talented Mr. Riddick. Every song got meaning in it. In the studio side, leaning in it. Give the
fake a nut strip. Hit your block and I still bet I can throw it up. One trip.
They got talent, he be doing the same. Hope he don't get caught back in the game.
No, no, not me, man. Got that lyrical joke that they call cocaine.
They got talent, he be doing the same. Hope he don't get caught back in the game.
No, no, not me, man. Got that lyrical joke that they call cocaine. In the mic, I trust. I give it confessions. I tell it about the hustling from watch to the crest when everybody had G's on them. First bucket mandatory, throw the D's on them. I'm sitting right there, writing raps with a strap on me. OGs pass by, say we love the way you rap, homie. Like I'ma make it in this game for sure. Soon as I get off a couple of zips to this flow, there I go, already lost interest. Cause the game I was playing didn't have benches. No time for sitting, whole hood gritting. Working, every day, nobody quitting. Am I a rapper or a street star?
Street
instead
star.
Of studios, I'm in and out police cars, spitting bars, behind bars, nigga talent
nigga
away.
Talent
every day trying to plead my case, and I feel the face like.
They got talent, he be doing the same. Hope he don't get caught back in the game.
No, no, not me, man. Got that lyrical joke that they call cocaine. They got talent, he be doing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was Julio, the underdog. Talented Mr. Reddick. And all the callers that's calling in, we see you guys. You know, right now we're going to take one or two callers right now, but I'm really trying to, you know, let Julio get it all out so we're going to get into this Put Him on Blast segment because I know he got some things he might want to get off his chest. So right now, Julio, we're going to get in, we're going to take this first caller right here. Caller, who's speaking? Hello, caller? Oh, well, caller hung up. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello, caller?
Hello?
What's up with the caller? Say what's up to Julio the Underdog. Who's speaking?
Cooley, what it do? It's your boy, Dom C.
Dom, what the word is? You know me, man. Network is still trying to do what I do. You got through, huh? You never could get through on when I be telling you to get through sometimes, huh?
I know. I've waited patiently this time, man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what you want to say? Is there anything you want to say to Julio real quick?
Man, I just wanted to tell him what's up, and it's been a pleasure doing this project with him, and all y'all out there need to get on this album. Like, this thing's serious, man, and just mad love for this dude. This dude is a monster, and everybody needs to know that, hands down.
That's what's up. I thank you for calling in. We're going to get to this next caller right here. Hello, caller.
Yeah, it was on.
Yeah, what's going on, caller? Say what's up to Julio the Underdog.
Well, what's on with you, Julio the Underdog?
Oh, what's good with it, homie? What's good?
Nothing cool. And like I said, I like your music. It's some real shit. I like that. I enjoy listening to that cut you just played.
Right on. I appreciate it. Where you calling from?
I'm calling out of Houston, Texas, but I'm from that 504.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's love right there. I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate you. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
It's all love. It's all love. I thank you, caller, for calling in, but please stay on hold and finish listening to the conversation. And we're going to take one more other caller. Hello, caller? Hello, caller? Hello? Oh, I guess that caller hung up. Well, it's all love. We're going to get to this other caller. Hello, caller? Hello? It's all love. They
scared
to say love. Yeah, it's all good. When you guys call in, callers, don't be scared to talk to Julio the Underdog. He's an average person just like the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? Don't be shy. It's all good. That's why it's called Put Him on Blast Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting all y'all on blast that's scared to call in and speak to the man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Don't call and then as soon as you say hello, you hang up. You know, don't be nervous. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take this next caller. Hello, caller? Hello? It's all love. But I'm done with the callers for right now. But, Julio, we're going to get into another question. Who do you think is hot right now in the industry and who's not, to you, in your opinion?
Who's hot? Hmm, that's a that's a, you know, because that can go a lot of ways. But who I'm really listening to right at the moment, at this very moment, I'm listening to a lot of underground. I'm an underground person, so you know, I listen to my little underground CDs. I'm actually this, and this is not being biased. I'm actually listening to in my deck in my car. I'm actually listening to my homeboy P. Reek. They got this song on there that's vicious. You know, so I'm listening to him right now. I got the new Cutthroat Soup by Reek Daddy that I'm listening to right now that just came out. So I'm playing that. You know what I mean? So you might think I'm biased, but I really do listen to, you know, the underground. I'm on the underground scene because, you know, that's my level. You know, the mainstream stuff is what they're going to force feed you. So, you know, it's cliche for me to say, oh, Rick Ross hot, Big Sean hot. You feel me? Tiger hot, Lil Wayne hot. I'm not cliche, so they're not hot to me. You know, that's not what I'm listening to. I'm not saying that they're not good artists or talented artists or making good music, but they're not in my rotation. You know, so these artists that's in my rotation, I still got Mac Dre in rotation. Mac Dre still hot to me, you know. You know, so that's in my, I'm hot right now, you know. I'm Krispy Kreme, like the sign. You can call me Krispy Kreme because I'm hot now, you know. So, you know, I'm hot now, me and my homie. So that's, you know, that's how I look at it. And it's a lot of new talent that probably never going to make it because of the way the industry is I'm not going to make it mainstream, should I say. You know, that's going to remain independent, underground, because of the way that the industry is designed now and set up. If you're not doing the newest dance, if you're not doing something, you know, out of ordinary, you know, that we're not accustomed to in the streets, you know, then that's what's going to swing at the moment. So I can't rock with it, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to stereo and say, oh, you know, like a person that does that. You know, like, okay, yeah, they popping on the stream that they in because they're going to force feed. But that's what I'm really listening to.
Yeah, not to cut you off, you sound like you're breaking up. Sound like you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now? Verizon, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you there. Yeah, but it's all good, though, man. Hey, let the people know, what makes you different from all the other rappers that's out in the game, and why should people have to accept you into this industry?
Because everything I deliver is really my life, and I don't think nobody else lived the way that I lived. So I think that except me, for my originality and for the stories that I tell you is really my life, and I present it in a fashion that you might think is fabricated or it sounds too, you know, manufactured. Oh, he didn't live his life. And so a lot of my songs is really about my past. So you can just go look my past up and you'll see what I'm rapping about, and it reflects right back to it. So I think they should listen to me, and I'm going to deliver the message, though, the things I've been through, you know, the things I've really been in. Because like I say, it's never that negative. So I don't really condone none of the violence and none of the, you know, the banging and the way I grew up. You know, I robbed banks, so dope, been high-speed chasing with the police, cripping, gang banging, you know, been to the pen the whole nine. So I don't want to pitch that same life to somebody that's up under me, you know, to where they glorify it and say, well, if he did it, I can do it. No, because I'm lucky that I made it this far. All my closest homeboys that I was coming up with and growing up with, well, most of them that was like right next to me, sitting next to me daily, is dead or in jail, you know. So it's a chosen few that's still left with me. So I would never pitch that lifestyle to somebody. But it's you got to survive on the streets. I'm not dumb to the fact that, you know, it still goes on and you still got to make ends meet, you know. But at some point, you got to mature out of it. So I can't really target a 16-year-old, 17-year-old and tell them, you know, no, you got to do this because they got to experience it for themselves. But if I can give them the advice and you know, open their eyes up a little bit more, make them a little more craftier, a little bit more smarter on the choices they're making. And so by listening to my music, I'm telling you my stories, and I'm going to filter in the message while I'm still, because I sometimes can contradict myself, because sometimes I might be calm and cool and tell you don't do something, but somebody do something to me, you're going to see me snap, you know. So that's why I've been trying to control my temper a lot, you know, and stay level-headed, you know, stay. So, but listening to me, it's my original music. Like a lot of stuff, people think that we imitating people, but we really not. We just, it's really our life. And when I say we, I mean me and all my homeboys that's rapping, you know, from Rick Daddy to Jay Diggs to Boss Hogg, to all of us, you know, that came up, even Mac Dre, rest in peace, you know, we was original to our lifestyle. So when you see us, you're going to be like, oh, he really was rapping about that, you know.
Yeah.
People, was just like one point I want to make is just like when I came home and the California Love song by Tupac and Dr. Dre, you know, everybody, you know, they hear that song, California Love, but I told people, you know, if I spit that same verse on my from my California Living and Dre spit his same verse from California Living to that same beat, you would think that that was something me and Dre imitated Dr. Dre and Tupac style. But we did California Living years before they did California Love. You know, so a lot of people will say, oh, y'all did the California, you was on California Living, so, oh, you did a song like Tupac and Dr. Dre. No, Tupac and Dr. Dre did a song like Us. You feel me? And like when I used to wear bandanas, I used to wear my rags and bandanas on my head, you know, and everything. And so when I came home, I was still doing it for like a year or two. So people say, oh, that's how Pac used to wear his rags. Man, I was wearing rags since I was 10. You feel me? The same way I'm rocking them. You better go look at old school pictures. So I hate being thrown in a category to where I'm doing something somebody else was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Not to be say, oh, I'm the first to do it, but I was doing it without thinking somebody else was doing it. That's just how my neighborhood was. You feel me?
Yeah,
that's just how we were in our neighborhood. So it's nothing to me trying to be like another artist. So I'm original in everything I do. The same with the name Coolio. I didn't steal that name. My mother gave me that name from birth since I was a baby, you know. So that ain't got nothing to do with the other. And people that know me, though, that's from Watts, that grew up around Gray Street and grew up. It's Coolio, baby mama lived right on Gray Street. You feel me?
Yeah.
They got four children together. They know my name. They know who Coolio is. You know, they know my activity. That's the cool part about it. And the activity is something I try to stray away from. You know, all the activity, because it's going to get you nowhere. I know what my activity will get me. You feel me? So I try to stray away from all the BS. That's why I started the little Never Nut Negative campaign to just, you know, keep my head afloat, stay positive, but I'm still cautious. You know, I'm catch slipping. I'm going to still throw caution to the wind, you know. And I, like I said, one of my songs, I ain't never scared, but man, at times I was cautious, you know. You got to be cautious of your surroundings.
And while we got you here, online, man, is there any extra shout-outs you might want to give? We only got a little bit of time left, but we're going to get into this Put 'Em on Blast segment. We're going to go over the limit just a little bit because, you know, I got to let you get it out, and I know you want to say some things, but is there any extra shout-outs you want to give that you didn't give out the first time?
No, to you. I want to give a shout-out to you for having me on the show. You know, my fans is basically, to sum it up, is my fans, you know, and my chosen few friends and family around me. They know I don't even got to shout them out. I shout them out every day, you know. So they know who they is. But, like, my fans, they don't know how much I appreciate them, and I can't stress that enough. That's why when you see me on Twitter and Facebook, I ain't talking about no beef or nothing. I'm hitting my fans up. I'm really hitting them all back. I want to know who following me. I want to know who buying my album. So them the people I want to shout out every day because them is my supporters. That's my life system. That's my lifeline. You feel me? If we was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I want to be a millionaire. And my lifeline is my fans. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that lifeline is a fan. I cannot be a millionaire. So that's my big shout out. It's the outlets like you, man, for keep on, you know, supporting real hip-hop music, man, and keep on putting us on blast. You feel me?
That's right. You got fans right here in Sacramento up north, right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio. Raw Dog Music is your fans. You know what I'm saying? You got much love from us all day. And like I said, I'd like to thank you for coming onto our show. You know what I'm saying? We're not ending the show yet, but we're going to go over the time because time is getting real short. But like I said, we're going to get into the Put 'Em on Blast segment right now. And is there anybody you want to put on blast out there right now or anything? Even if it's me and you got a problem with me, you can put me on blast and then we can talk about it. So far at the end of the night, we ain't got to look over our shoulders and then maybe we can network or get along. See what I'm saying? So I'm just I'm just throwing that out there so you can be comfortable. So I'm not just letting you put anybody on blast. I'm putting myself part of it too. You can even throw me out there if you don't like me. So I'm saying. So anything you want to put on blast, your neighbor, music, you know, people in the street, anything, you know, let it be known. Speak your piece. You know, it's raw and uncut. You know, feel free.
Yeah. But no, only thing I got to put on blast is the radio stations. It's some of the DJs, you know, the DJs I know at these stations, they say they got their foot on their neck. You know, like Cam Miel, I want to put Cam Miel on blast because I've been soliciting Cam Miel
out in the Bay forever, you know, dealing with Chewy Gomez and all these people who I consider as a friend, you know, but then they tell you one thing and then it switched to another thing, and then they keep yelling, we support real hip-hop, we support real music, but KMEL is a system that's run by a bunch of, you know, that's, I'm going to put them on blast. I'm going to leave that at that, you know, because I don't, like I say, never nothing negative, but that's who I got a gripe with as far as that music go out in that Bay Area is with KMEL. And I can see why Too Short, Yuck Mouth, a lot of artists, I used to be like, dang, why they going in on KMEL? But now I'm dealing with the same thing myself, and I'm going to give you a perfect example. I had a meeting with KMEL. You know, I'm rushing there to get there and everything. It's at 10 o'clock. You know, I get there at 10:01. They tell me they can't see me. I like to tear that office up. You feel me? Like, what? You playing with my emotions, Smokey? You feel me? You playing with my emotions. I get there a minute late and you tell me you can't see me? You know? So but Chewy Gomez did come down and handle his part and put his little word in, but it's more you can do. You know?
Yeah.
I feel how Tupac said when he got shot and he said Biggie and Puff Daddy was there. He said even if they didn't have nothing to do with it, they could have did more. You feel me?
Yeah.
They was big, you know. They knew who it was. So that's how I feel with all of them over there, KMEL, and you know, and I had to stop myself from inciting riots at any function they have, any events they have, because I know I got it. The thing with me is I know I got real homeboys, real hitters, killers, murderers, whatever they want to call them, you know, that's really riding with me, and I keep them calm. You feel me? Like, it's cool. You know, we ain't tripping. You know, but I know that, like I say, I know what my negative attitude would get me, because I know where I'm going to end up, you know. So I know if I'm beefing with somebody, I'm going to be the one in jail or the one, you know, taking the fall for something, because I know what my attitude allowed me to do, you know. So that's the same way. Me out in the Bay, and they ain't never got to play me, and I could give them the middle finger. They never played me anyway, so they don't hurt me not one bit, but that's my gripe with them for the way they act out there. They treat a lot of them new up-and-coming artists, you know, luckily I've been established as an independent artist, but they treat a lot of the young up-and-coming artists, man, like peons, you know, and they peons they self. So it make you want to, you know, get into that negative realm. So I just stay up out of that little loop with them and don't get into the politics of that and say, well, I'm going to just push my street thing. I'm going to push my to my fans. They can't stop the fans from loving you. You feel me? They can't boycott the streets, you know.
Real
they can't boycott the streets.
Real hip-hop is not on the radio. If you want to find real hip-hop, you're going to have to go to the streets to get it. That's why I got this station I have right here, Put 'Em on Blast Radio, so that way the people who are in the streets, whatever they want to hear, they can feel free to listen to my station and hear that. They can submit their music, and I will play it. So that way they can really just hear only that shit that's like the real, you know, the real shit that's meaningful and shit, some real life, you know, real life shit, I guess you might say. I don't know. It ain't watered down. It ain't none of that shit they played from 20 years ago, constantly in rotation. And, you know, I got a deeper radio station, too. You know what I'm saying? Because especially here in Sacramento, 102, 103, they only limited. They only play, you know, Bueno once in a while. You know, big ups to Bueno. I got much love for him. You know, they play Joey Rock once in a while. Big ups to him. But they don't really support local artists like they say. They get on air and say, yeah, we support all our local artists, and they really don't. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love too Bueno. I had Bueno's CD in rotation for a minute, too. His Macramento Beat CD, that CD was slapping. It come in slapping.
Yeah,
I've been looking for this moment for all my life. It come in, whoa, 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 whoa. He come in.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I just think radio stations need to be more supportive of local artists and artists that's really trying to make it. And they need to quit charging $2,500 just for, you know, maybe 20 spins or something like that. You know, you ain't got to do all that. That's why you come holler at me, Crazy Mo Bloodfino. Find me, you know, you can Google me. You know what I'm saying? It's Crazy Mo with a K, Mo with no D, Bloodfino. You can find me on Facebook, Crazy Mo 916, Twitter, Crazy Mo 916, Reverb Nation, Crazy Mo 916. It's all the same. If, like I said, if you want to play any kind of music that y'all have, just email it to me, send it to me, holler at me, and I will play it. I'm not the mainstream radio station. But we will be taking this mainstream in the long run. And when we do that on mainstream, I'm just letting everybody know there's no cussing on there. But at nighttime, I'll put you on online on our radio station where it's raw and uncut.
know what I'm saying? We're just trying to jump in the mainstream so other people, so we can expand and other people can hear our show in a further, you know, distance. But right now, you know, is this all here. And you ain't going to find no other radio station that's raw and uncut like us. Certain people might act like it, but it's not going to be like us. We do it our way. We don't hate on nobody. We don't step on no toes. We stay in our own lane like Big Knees. You know what I'm saying? We don't fuck with nobody. We just do us. It's all good. You come at us respectful, we'll respect you. So we're giving that opportunity for you guys as artists to promote your music right here with us, you know. So whatever you got, just holler at us. It's all love. Now, is there anything else you might want to put on blast, or is that all, or, you know?
Yeah, that's it. You know, my circle, my whole life, though, my little circle of friends and people around me always been, you know, A1 with me. So, you know, that's why I say never nothing negative, because that's my only little gripe, though, with that little station. You know, other than that, I don't even have no I don't hate. No, hate is the opposite of love. And I tell people that all the time. I say, if you hate somebody, that's strong. That's just as strong as love. That's the complete opposite. You know, so you can imagine how you feel when you love somebody, you'll kill and die for them. So if you hate somebody, I'm sure you the opposite of love, you're going to kill them. You know, because when you hate, so I don't even have no hate for nobody. You know, so it's not nobody really. I want, not in this day and age, not today, not this week, not this month. I don't have nobody personally I could put on blast, you know. I've had a situation. I might have could have, maybe 10 years ago, I probably could have put a lot of people on blast. Maybe as much as 3 years ago, you know, I could have put some people on blast. But, you know, we reconciled since then. So it's never nothing negative with me. I appreciate the love that I get from everybody. So I try to get that same love back, you know. So wherever I go, you're going to see me smiling and happy. And I was just telling somebody the other day, if I was a villain, I'd probably be the Joker, you know. I see the joke, just laughing and having fun, and we got to do what we got to do, but we still go, you know, keep it pushing, and you know, and people say, well, they never see me smile on my pictures. I say, but I do be smiling. Y'all just don't see it. My heart's smiling, you know?
It's all right, people tell me that too. My wife tell me that all the time. She said, you need to smile more. You know, people will like you better. I'm like, you know, I am smiling. There's a time for smiling. There's a time for not. I just don't feel like smiling all the time. But I'm a peaceful person if you come at me the right way. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just got to come at me the right way. You can't just talk to me any old kind of way. You got to just come at me normal. The way you want me to talk to you is the way, you know, that's respect. That's the way we'll get it. You talk to me right, I talk to you right. You come at me foul, it's all bad. Simple as that. It's just all bad. But it's all love, you know. Like I said, we're going to get ready to end the show out. We can win way over the time already. You know, the show is only 30 minutes, but everybody that's online, the internet website, once again, is www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. Or you can call in at 347-633-9265 every day at 9 p.m., PST, which is West Coast time, you know, every night. Saturdays is R&B. We play local R&B talent from Sacramento and all over. Sunday, gospel night, you know, it's all love. But Monday through Friday, it's all about hip-hop and whatever issues you want to talk about. It's not just music, but anything in the world that goes on. We can talk about it right here. You got an issue with anything, you're feeling depressed or dead, you know, down and out, sad, going through anything, holler at us, let's talk about it. Ain't nobody going to judge you because we don't judge anybody. You never judge a book by its cover. And like I said, Coolio, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank all the callers that call in. You know, big ups to all of them. Big ups to everybody you name. Big ups to Jay Biggs, the whole fucking Cutthroat Committee, everybody, PSD, all y'all keep your head up out in the penitentiary. Everybody I know, big ups to, man, it's just so... It's just so many niggas that I know that's in the pen, you know, Drew, all of them. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many of them. SIBO, Free SIBO, big ups to all y'all. See what I'm saying? You got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Raw Dog Music, Crazy Mo Bloodbino, and Miss Kimmy Simone. It's all love. And right now, I want you, Coolio, to introduce this song called Time Heals All Wounds, and let the people know the background on the title of this song.
Yeah, this Time Heals All Wounds, I had already had started this song when I was doing the album, but during the process of recording the album, my brother got killed May 3rd, 2 months ago. You know, he just got killed. And so I kind of restructured the song to fit into, you know, do a verse for him, and really touched a lot of subjects. So it's dedicated to people that lost somebody in the war,
you know, overseas, Hurricane Katrina, you know, those disasters, street violence, you know, the things that we're going through. And actually, we're setting it up right now to where this is about to do be on a single. I'm glad you mentioned it because we're going to make it a single, and we're donating the proceeds to the Colorado, the massacre that happened in Colorado. But my boy hooking all that up, so I'm not even going to have nothing to do with it. So you can't say, oh, he making money off of it, profiting nothing. He's setting it up to where everybody that get that song, that get this song right here, the proceeds is going all of it, 100%, not half, not, you know, all of it, 100%. So Time Heals All Wounds is going to go to the people in Colorado because I feel that's the most tragic thing we experiencing right now. So all the proceeds from this song is going to them. So it's Time Heals All Wounds, you know, and it's just basically, you know, asking, do time heal all wounds or do they stay open, you know, because if a wound lasts forever, it'll kill you. You feel me? An open wound could kill you, you know, if it never heals. So, you know, so Time Heals All Wounds, that's this song dedicated to Tremont DeJuan Williams, my brother, rest in peace, and all the rest of the fallen soldiers and people that went to war for us around the country, you know.
It's all love. It's all love. And big ups to Mars Mitch and big ups to everybody that's out there that's listening. That's words from Coolio. And once again, I'd like to thank you for calling in tonight. And we're going to get into this last song right here as we end the show. And God bless everybody for calling in. Be safe. You know, always, you got much love. Everybody, tune in tomorrow to see, to listen to Lavish D at 9 o'clock. But right now, we're going to get into the song, Time Heals All Wounds. Right here.
May 3rd. Williams was shot down. That's my brother. I dedicate this to you. You're gonna live on.
Born in this game, round the vultures. Thrown to the woods so you can imagine my culture. It's dog eat dog. Everybody scrambling for a few crumbs. And with those crumbs, gambling. Trying to double, triple, quadruple, triple the profit. Every hood got the same picture trying to crop it. I can feel your pain even though I never met you. Know all about your kids and your fears and what affects you. When the change don't come, who gon' come and change it? Same old furniture, just trying to rearrange it. Ice cold veins in the heat, we be freezing. Guess last week, man, killed for no reason. There's gotta be a reason in somebody's eyes. The pain is unbearable, can tell by the cries. A whole lot of lies to cover up a scandal. Hope these wounds heal soon, cause the pain's too much to handle.
Time heals all wounds. Though it's all the pain, the pain will be gone soon.
Been in a hurricane, but can you imagine how those people in Katrina felt? Long nights in the rain, walking over canes to numb the pain from the way that they hard melt. War overseas, whole family ruptured. Somebody gotta suffer, that's the way they got it structured. Loved ones lost, inside burning. Don't it seem like it's drama everywhere you turn? And I used to pray, oh Lord, make me rich in this business. Then I started robbing and I pray for his forgiveness. A strong contradiction, no revelation, I mean revolution. Self-preservation, all across the nation, fully scarred memories. Some get depressed by them, others get more energy. Me, I'm immune to them, kinda grown numb to them. Wounds will eat you up, I hope you don't succumb to them. So I'm
time, heal all wounds. Though it's all remains, the pain will be gone soon. They tell me time, heal all wounds. And though it's all remains,
life has a fee, it comes with a cost. I done lost friends over friends that I lost. Wounds of a scar, emotional or physical. And if they never heal, the results will be critical. My brother got killed, just felt like screaming. Turned to the old me, plotting and scheming. Somebody gotta pay, I'm holding the bill for it. Some let it slide, others they appeal for it. Feeling like Big Street when they lost Raymond. But I lost Tremont, the pain in my song. How long before the wounds heal? How long before this pain make my goons kill? Tell them cheers for a second to see if it died down. All you could think about is why me and why now? My blood boiled from the way that my heart burned. Is the pain from these wounds a lesson hard learned?
Time heals all wounds. And though it's all remains, the pain will be gone soon.